You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks.
Hey, that is actually coffee this time instead of pep talks.
It's not Pepsi AC, it's Tim Hortons in the cup. I'm never going to live that one down, am I? I'll never commit coffee adultery again. Never. Timmy's, I'll never forsake you. Oh, man. Hey, listen, good to see you and to be able to speak with you again. We had a great podcast, I thought, on Monday there. Talking about
good
the
beginning.
Preacher being away. It really was. I said on that podcast that I think I have a solution to some of the things we were discussing about the pastor being away. And something that I've tried to do, and I know other guys do, that get asked out a little more. And again, I want to say this. There are some guys that won't travel very much. And I think sometimes feel bad. I want you to know that the Lord's put you in a place and given you a ministry for a reason. And if you don't travel out, there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, that's a blessing to your church. And if you get opportunity, it's awesome. If you don't, it's awesome that you can minister where you're at. But for those that do travel, and most guys get out once in a while, I think a solution might be that if we try to sway away from Sundays all the time, if we can do something other than Sundays, if you can do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, something like that. I just had a church in Norwalk, had a missions conference, wanted me to come, and I said, hey, guys, I want to come, but I can't be there for Sunday. And it worked out great. We went Wednesday to Saturday. The
Amen.
Pastor preached Sunday. It was awesome and a great result. And that allowed me to be able to be in my church on Sunday and still have an impact and a ministry there. Have you done things like that or been a part of things like that?
Yes, I have. Sometimes it's going to depend on who is inviting you and what the purpose is, when their meetings are. And so sometimes you can sort of, if you're preaching with other preachers, maybe somebody else could, and you're able to go, brother, I've been gone on Sundays a lot. I could maybe sneak there by Sunday evening. You know, there's sometimes that we look at our calendar and we look at our schedule and we'll say, brother, I don't know if I should be gone, or I don't know if this is really good timing for me. Let me pray about it and seek some direction of the Lord. I'll get back with you in a day or two to give them plenty of time to, you know, get somebody else if you don't feel led to go. So, yeah, there are adjustments sometimes you can really make if you're sensitive to, you know, looking. Of course, we're talking about generally a year or 9 months, a year and a half out. You know, whenever people are inviting. So we're looking at our calendar saying, Lord, give me wisdom because I don't know what we're going to be going through during that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other tips that you've got for guys that, you know, don't want to miss those Sunday meetings? Have you had anybody else do anything different or try to help guys with that? Seen any other ideas on that?
Well, sometimes if you do a week a meeting through the week, sometimes people invite two preachers on a Tuesday and Monday or something like that to make it even more special. There are churches that will, if they normally have, most of our churches have our midweek service on a Wednesday, maybe through the month of August or July or something like that, they'll go and have some special meetings on Thursday instead of Wednesday. And so they get a special speaker in that normally couldn't come on a Sunday, but they can come on a Thursday. And it makes it really, you invite some neighborhood churches and nobody's really missing their midweek services. And it can be something real special. So that's always an interesting thing to do.
Absolutely. What effects does traveling have on you? Let's start with physically. Do you have any physical requirements or suggestions when you're driving, you know, to keep yourself awake, you know, travel times that work better in your experience, anything like that. We'll talk about maybe flying next. People probably don't fly as much anymore. It's just getting so costly. But what are some things you do to help keep yourself physically fit and physically prepared for traveling?
Well, obviously trying to get good sleep. And for me, that's a real issue. But I like traveling early. I like getting out and getting an early start. If my wife's coming with me, I just in my mind go, we're not leaving at 6 a.m. We're going to leave at 8:30, you know, and just that's the way it is. And no reason to get a divorce on our way to a meeting that we're going to be preaching on the wholesomeness of marriage or something, you know. So, but I like leaving early. I get up early all the time. I like leaving early. And so, you know, that helps me. I don't like driving late, but I certainly would. What I do to stay alert, you know, I stop every couple hours and, you know, take a walk, do a little bit of a jog, do a, you know, 20-yard sprint, do something to, you know, get the blood flowing a little bit. While you're driving, do the airplane exercises, rotate your feet and those kind of things, you know, so.
I'd like to see that 20-yard sprint. I'd like
well,
to
nobody
see
can see it. I'm running so fast, it's a blur.
It's a blur, all right. That 20-yard speed wobble. Hey, one thing I like to do is I eat sunflower seeds. I just, those are my travel companion. By let me put a free ad in, Frito-Lay sunflower seeds original. Oh, my goodness. Those things are the best. And I've not found them here in Canada. There's a place in Port Huron. There's a gas station. As soon as I go over the border, I usually go buy a couple bags. I think they're 50 cents a bag. 50 cents, I think. So two for a buck. So pretty cheap and kind of keep you going. I love listening to, I have XM Radio. I love listening to the Family Channel preaching.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thing. Good Christian music also on there. And XM Radio.
Yeah. I sort of look at my travel time in the amount of sermons.
Right.
Hey, I probably listened to about 3 sermons on that trip, man. That would be good. And that sort of keeps the juices flowing. And, man, I'm awake. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I judge mine on Tim Talks podcasts. How many can I listen to? Because those guys are so, so informative. Yeah, I got to tell you, I have to confess, I do re-listen to our podcast in the car. I listen to the whole thing just to see how we sound and, you know, if we're getting anything across, but that's good. When you're traveling on an airplane, some suggestions for guys as they're traveling. It's one of the best ways for me to travel. I'll give you that. Let me hear yours first. Anything you do or any tips?
Learn to pack well.
Yes.
So you don't have to take 3 bags. I mean, that's a nightmare. If I'm going to be going somewhere for an entire week and I'm going to be preaching each night, well, one suit isn't going to do it. So you're going to have a check-in bag. If I'm going someplace for 2 days, I'm not checking a bag in. I'm going to try to sneak 2 carry-ons on, you know, my computer bag and then some kind of a suit bag or something, you know. Learn to pack well. And, of course, if you're not very tall, you can get your clothes in a very small space.
I just put Brother Wolven in the overhead luggage bin himself. It saves on a whole seat. It's kind of embarrassing when you hear him knocking to get a drink, you know. Can I have a Coke, please? Tap, tap, tap. Yeah. Hey, I just did this, and I think this is the way I'm going to travel from now on. I did a 3-day meeting, and I took everything I needed in a suit bag. I took my shaving stuff. I took everything, put it in a suit bag. It was awesome. I get on the plane. The stewardess hangs it up for me. And now they don't always do that. Hangs it up for me. It is considered a personal item, so you don't have to check it. You know, it's not a carry-on. Some airlines charge for that. I always try to fly the cheapest airline I can, which is usually Spirit Air, which is, you know, you get a seat. If you want to breathe, that's $1. You know, if you want a cushion, that's $2. If you want to, you know, if you want to have anything, it's extra. But I do that to help churches save money, and I appreciate when guys do that. But yeah, that carry-on, you could get a lot of stuff in a soup bag. So I'm going to do a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a real popular thing now is traveling cubes.
Yes.
They sell them. There's probably 100 manufacturers that sell packing cubes or traveling cubes, and they sort of separate everything and keep it rather compartmentalized, and it's a real good thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, on an airplane, I don't know why it is, but I get some of my best Bible reading time and message ideas on an airplane. I think because, there's no real outside distractions. I'm comfortable. I've got nothing else to do. I love reading my Bible on the airplane, and I love what God does in giving messages on an airplane. I'm thinking about buying one for the church just so I can fly around and get messages. But it is a great time, and, a lot of guys will maybe, listen to music or watch the videos or whatever, but I love that Bible reading time. If the person next to me is not communicative and I can't share the gospel, or they don't, they're not interested, it's a great time to read your Bible for sure. How far do you usually travel in your travels? Are you usually traveling within a few hours of home?
Most commonly, I'm within a state or two.
Right.
You're 6 hours is the general travel time. I'm not like you. I'm not a big shot all across two continents. But it's generally 6 hours.
Yeah,
somewhere within 6 hours.
And I'll tell you, if it's within usually a 10-hour drive, a lot of times I'll just drive, because by the time you go to the airport, you have to be there. If I'm going international, it's 2 hours early. You got to check all your stuff in, then you got to get it off the plane when you're done. Sometimes it's just easier just to drive anymore. Flying's not fun anymore. It used to be a lot of fun. It's not much fun anymore. I still love it. It's a great way to travel, but I'm finding that driving is probably the way to go. But I will tell you that driving's tough as the older you get. I mean, we're not old yet. We're older, but like you said, driving at night, driving in the rain. Oh man, driving in the rain at night is tough for me. I've gotten to the place where I just don't want to do that much anymore at all. It scares me a little bit sometimes. My eyesight has changed. I'm wearing glasses, so that's doing that.
I just have big giant bumpers on my car and just push everybody out of the way.
That's right. Welcome to the United States. How often does your wife go with you when you travel?
Well, because she has usually taught in school as school teacher for decades, and sometimes it's not always conducive for her to be able to come. But now she comes more often. If I had my preference, she'd come every single time. I mean, I love traveling with her. I mean, we're able to talk, and I just really appreciate just being with her. The more I'm with her, the better I like it.
Yeah.
And so, I'd love it if she was able to come every single time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always work out.
Right. I'm kind of torn sometimes because, especially when I had a younger family, I wanted to take my family. But when I go somewhere, I so want to give my entire self to that ministry and to that pastor. I want to be a help. And I sometimes worry about, is my wife happy? Are my kids happy? Are they entertained? Am I spending enough time? So there were times I did not take them if I knew it was going to be a busy time. But I do enjoy taking my wife, not just for my sake, but for the pastor's wife's sake. I think it's good for us to take our wives and let them talk to those ladies and to have that fellowship themselves and to be able to do something nice for them once in a while. I think it's a good thing if you can take your wife.
I think as we travel, one of the things besides the message, which is primary, the secondary thing I am praying for on that trip is that the Lord will give me wisdom as I'm going to be talking with this pastor, because at some point he's going to be probably bearing his heart and relating either maybe some troubles that he's going through and hey, what do you think? Or just, boy, this is how I feel, or I'm wrestling with this. Have you ever dealt with something like this personally? And so, that's another aspect that as I'm traveling, I'm praying for wisdom that I can be a blessing and a spiritual help to the pastor also.
Yeah, I would say that probably 8 out of 10 times when I travel, a lot of times the pastor says to me, hey, we're glad you're here, but we really just need somebody to talk to. We need some fellowship, and we need to ask you some things. So that's awesome that you can do that, but know that that may be a part that for the pastor's sake, that fellowship. And one thing I like about driving, especially with my wife, is it gives us an opportunity to really talk, to really communicate. I enjoy that a great deal. My wife has just taken a job where she can work from home, and she can now take that work with her when we travel, which frees her up. But the only problem is I find that she's so committed to that, that when we're traveling, you know, she's zeroed in on that job. So it's kind of a catch-22, but it does definitely give us more opportunity, more time to be able to do those things. Well, we're just about out of time, so go ahead and give us your final thought, and then
well, the other aspect of driving rather than flying, if possible, is your mobility whenever you're there.
Yes.
A lot of times whenever you fly, no one's going to rent you a car for you to be able to use through the week. And so, you know, I don't care. I could be put up in the Ritz and I'm going to sort of feel like I'm in jail. You know, I love my freedom. And so a lot of times whenever it's, do you fly, do you drive? I usually will make every attempt to drive, because once I get there, I want to be able to roam, you know, drive out to a park and have my devotions one day or something. You know, just having that freedom is more important to me than the comfort of flying.
Wow. The only Ritz I know is the Cracker. Usually when I go somewhere, they just have the limo pick me up and take me wherever I want to go.
Yes, exactly.
It's called Uber. Uber.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's a privilege for anyone to be able to preach anywhere else, and I never take that lightly. And I've been so blessed to be able to meet some great people, some awesome ministries. And I want everyone to know that if you ever get to preach anywhere at any time, that is a gift from the Lord for sure. I can't believe that people even would want to come and hear us preach sometimes, but it's an awesome blessing. So use it wisely. Be careful in what you do. Make sure it's of the Lord. Give them something good when you go.
Yeah, and if you're going to minister to people, once you get there, be friendly with the people.
Oh, yes.
You know, you're not there just to just show up 2 minutes before the service, and as soon as somebody says amen, you're gone.
Yeah.
Goodness, take some time, get to know people, go around, shake people's hands. You know, you be the one, you act like you're the host.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference with the church people that you're talking to.
That's a great thought. On our next podcast on Friday, I'm going to tell you the greatest guest speaker I ever knew and why on Tim Talks. I'm Dr. Al Stone from St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada.
This is Dan Wolven from Columbus, Ohio, and I'll be very embarrassed as he takes all the next podcast talking about me.
Sorry, I got to catch a plane. I got to go. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.